My name is Barbara and I'm from Poland. I used to be the middle school teacher in Kraków. Now I am the house cleaner in Chicago suburbs. I was close to having my PhD in Russian literature at Kyiv University. Now I'm the illegal alien. It's complicated why it is, but I would like to try to explain it to you. To tell you why I am in this country and what my life is like here. Tonight is the New Polish Immigrants Ball. I am here with Andrew. Andrew came to America in 1980 during the Solidarity Movement. He was not really the political person. He had master's degree from Technical University and he was going to get a good job as a manager.
Only one condition. I would have to join the Communist Party, and I refused. That's why I didn't have future. I have to leave. I struggled about 5, 6 years. I was illegal here about 5 years. Then after was the amnesty, and finally I found my place in research, and I'm working as a chemist right now.
Andrew is why I came to this country. We were the high school sweetheart in Krakow, but we didn't see each other for 20 years. And in 1992, he visited me in Krakow for 1 week, and we fell in love again. Then he go back to America and he called me every day for 4 months and 18 days. So I came to visit. We had the plan to marry, but it's been more than 2 years and nothing is happened. But in the meantime, here I am in America. When I first come to America, the only English I knew was my name is Barbara, and could you speak more slowly, please?
Hi, Ulrich.
Hi, Barb.
How are you today?
Fine.
I got a car problem again. I think it's a brake.
What are you doing, grinding it at the time you apply them, or?
In the tire.
Sounds like you got a brake problem.
Yep.
I remember my first experience when I felt how miserable is my life without language here. When I got the car problems and I went to a mechanic and I told him what's going on with my car. And he said that he will fix it. And after that, I got my car and it was not fixed. But I paid $300. And I went back and I said, listen to Mirik, my car is still bad. I can drive it. And he told me, oh, everything is fine. You are using the wrong gas. You have to use 93. I said, Rick, I'm using 93. And that isn't the reason. My car doesn't work because you didn't fix it. And you charged me $300. And you know, it's a fact that I am a lady and I don't speak English, but I'm not stupid. I can see that my car is still not fixed. And he started to smile and he said, oh, you know, you're right. This is the reason why I didn't fix your car, because I thought that you are stupid and you should not blame me. And from this day, he's my very good friend, this Rick. And now I will always take my car to him.
I will give you a call when I know what it is and what it's going to cost you, so this way you'll know.
Okay, thanks.
Okay?
Okay,
okay,
see you
Barb.
later, Rick. Henry? Henry? Henry?
This is my home. It is in a small suburb town northwest of Chicago. I rent this basement apartment. Actually, they call it the garden apartment. Henry is my landlord. He lives in the house above. Henry came from Poland after World War II.
Well, when I came here, I started as a candy maker, then a poster, and later I went to factory. I work at that place, I worked 32 years.
Henry lived in Chicago for almost 50 years, but 2 years ago, he moved to suburbs like many older people from Poland.
In Chicago, you know, drive-by shooting and all kinds of stuff, you know, like that. So I didn't like it, and you know, I move out. It's more quiet and less crime, more fresh air.
Aha, nie będziecie teraz rozmawiać, tak? This is Joe and this is Ted. Come on. No way, Kowalski. No way, Jose.
Joe and Ted are the good company, but they can't take the place of George and Teddy, my boys.
To, jeszcze to, co tam wisi pod sufitem masz.
Gdzie?
Tam, nad tobą dokładnie.
George is 19, Teddy is 12. They live with their godfather, Uncle Zbyszek, in Kraków. Oh, we talk on the phone 2 times every week. Last Christmas they sent me this video. This is George playing the guitar. I'm surprised how good he is. He didn't even play when I was in Poland. Teddy is learning the piano. I think he need to practice more. You can ask me why you did it. Why you left everything? Your kids, your things, your friends, family, and why you are sitting here in this basement. No, they tell this is a garden apartment, sorry. And you start to do everything from beginning, and in the same time, you miss everything, you miss your kids, you miss your country, and still you are sitting here. I can't understand me in this time. I'm scared to go to Poland and never be back in America. I'm really scared. This is like how to explain it. That my one leg is in America, my one is in Poland, and I can't do this way, and I can't also do this way. This is my job. I clean the most beautiful American suburb houses, the houses of the doctors, the lawyers, the business people. It's my dream to live in one of these houses one day. Most people who live in these houses I like very much. They are so friendly with me, they invite me to the theater, to the ballet, to spend Christmas with them. All of them know I'm illegal, but I think they don't care because I do the good work.
Oh, Barbara cleans house for me, but she's also become a very good friend of mine. She does everything. She's educated. I do think that there's a need for not her services as a cleaning lady, although she does that. It's more what she could, I mean, she speaks Russian fluently, she speaks Polish fluently, she's everything I could want in an individual and a friend. And I think that she'd be a real credit if she was given the opportunity to stay here legally and would be a real asset to our economy and to this country.
It is a hard job. Some days I work 12 hours. Some days I hate it. But I make more money in one day cleaning houses in America than I made in 3 weeks teaching in school in Krakow. Even working 2 jobs in Poland, I can't make enough money to pay the bills and the rent. Now with these cleaning jobs, I send money back to George and Teddy so they have clothes and food and they go to the good schools.
Okay, the kitchen is done.
So this is my problem. If I will be back in Poland, I will not have enough money, but I will be with my family. When I am here, I have enough money for my family, but I can't be with them. It is my biggest pain.
We begin our series on immigration with 2 programs. First, John Calloway in Chicago Tonight take to the road to ask the question Californians have already said yes to, whether to eliminate public education, health care, and other services to undocumented immigrants.
I'm Mary Slattery.
And do you live in this community?
I live in Chicago.
Okay. What are your concerns?
I'm concerned that we're going to be taken over.
By whom?
By the immigrants. We'll be speaking another language. We'll be celebrating different holidays. We'll have a whole different culture.
But my grandparents didn't get welfare. They didn't get food stamps. They went out and they worked. And if you don't work, you don't eat. Now, actually,
I know there are bad feelings in this country against the illegal immigrant. People say we take American jobs, take the welfare, take the food stamps. But I'm not. I have the social security card. I pay the taxes. I do job Americans will not do. And if I get the green card, I will have my own business that will make jobs, like the touristic travel agency or the radio station, like my friend Jarek.
103.1 FM, to nocą twoje radio, yeah.
Jarek Hołodecki, I'm founder of Ethnic Broadcasting Company. I also host a morning drive at this radio in Chicago.
Cześć.
Pan Andrzej.
Hello.
Cześć, Andrzeju.
Długo czekałem. Bardzo mi się podobała wasza dyskusja.
I have telephones all day long about everything, about area code to Poland, about the prices, about the lawyers, about doctors, about everything, especially those who are newcomers and radio waves are the only ties between them and anybody else who can help them.
When I first came to America, I was really confused. I lived here in the Polish neighborhood in northwest part of Chicago, near Milwaukee Avenue and the Six Corners area. Many new immigrants live here. Whole families together in basement apartments. They don't speak English. They are illegal. If they are lucky, they work in the factory. Many are alcoholics. This bar is playing the Polish drinking song. I don't come down here anymore. But tonight I'm meeting my good friends, Ala and Teddy, for dinner in a Polish restaurant.
Tadziu! Jezu, ja cię nie poznałam!
Teddy is a doctor. He has a green card because he was the political refugee. He came to America during Marshall Law in Poland. Ala is my very best friend. She was like me, the teacher in Krakow. She came here 3 years ago to visit, and 2 months after she came, her husband died. She couldn't get enough money to go back to Poland for the funeral. So she stayed here and she's working as a cleaning lady and babysitter. She is also the illegal, but perhaps not for long.
I met a nice guy. He's an American guy. He wants to get married with me, and probably my situation will change soon.
I'm really happy for Allah. So we toast to Allah and for good health.
Na zdrowie and the spouses.
Wszystkiego najlepszego.
Na zdrowie.
The other day I met a new friend. Her name is Christina, and she is also from Poland. Christina owns the Polish restaurant in the suburb. 10 years ago, she was like Ala and me, no money, cleaning houses, just her dream.
And I said, but one day my dream has to come true. I'm not gonna be Polish cleaning lady. I don't want to go work for somebody. I have to work for myself. And then I pray to my God, say, God help me somehow, you know, be a successful woman. I like to show my kids the life is not easy, but when you work hard, you can be somebody.
These days, my dreams are the nightmares. In my nightmare, I'm at the O'Hare International Airport of Chicago. I'm on the moving sidewalk with all the flashing of lights and strange music and voices.
The moving walkway is now ending. Please look down. The moving walkway.
I am on my way back to Poland. Oh, it's the best horror for me. Better than Dracula. I get cold sweat just thinking about it. I know I can't clean houses all my life. I know I can't live like this. It's not my future. That is why I'm studying English, and perhaps I will start writing my poetry again. I find out recently that my great-grandfather was the famous poet, and there is the new book in Poland about him. And the book is one of the poems I wrote when I was in Krakow. It goes like this. Szamocę się jak mucha złapana w pajęczynę. Myślałam, że jestem motylem. I'm struggling as a fly caught in a spider web. I thought I was a butterfly.
mama.